So I was asked today to give a shiur about Chassidus. What is Chassidus? I should please explain what is the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, the derech of Chassidus. Now, this isn't so easy just to explain al regel achas, what is the derech of Chassidus. And I want to make a little hagdoma. We know that when the Baal Shem Tov started the derech of Chassidus, there was a big hisnagdus. There was a lot of opposition from the Vilna Gaon, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, against the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, the derech of the Mezuzah Magid, which is the derech of Chassidus. And we need to understand. The Vilna Gaon, we have no understanding, we have no appreciation of his greatness. So if the derech of Chassidus is such a special, heilige derech, how could it be that the Vilna Gaon and his Talmidim were opposing this? If they were opposing it, it must be wrong. So if we said the derech of Chassidus is correct, so does that mean Chas v'Shulam, that the Vilna Gaon was wrong? How do we understand this? Perhaps you could say, it's not really for us to understand. We can't understand it. That's how some people would answer you. However, in the Sefer Koivitz Mamurim, from Rabbi Chunon Wasserman, this is in Chelik Beis, Omid Yidches, quotes that Rabbi Chunon Wasserman heard from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim as follows. That the Chofetz Chaim said, when it comes to this world, comes down to this world, a Inyan Kudosh, a Heilige Derech, the Sitra Achra, the Sutan, the Yetzer Hara, tries to stop it. So how does one overcome the Sutan, that the Sutan should allow this new derech to take root? Said the Chofetz Chaim, one has to behave like it's written in the Pusik, im ikesh tispatol. With an ikesh, with a krim person, with a crooked person, you need to deal with him in a crooked way. When you're dealing with a straight, erlich person, you be erlich. But when you're dealing with a gangster, so you need to also behave on a crooked way. Im ikesh, with a crooked person, tis patol, you go also in a crooked way. Said the Chofetz Chaim, because the Sultan is a crooked, and the Sultan is going to prevent any Dovah Kudosh from taking hold. So in order for the Derech HaChassidus to take hold, said the Chofetz Chaim, the Derech HaChassidus had to be wrapped in a mask, as if to confuse the Sultan, to confuse the Yetzer Hara. Said the Chofetz Chaim, Mitam Zeh, because of this, Nistoivav Shahagru Beshatoi Hisnaged Leshittas HaChassidus. This is why the Vilna Gaon opposed the Derech HaChassidus. Because when it came down, it was cloaked in a mask. And one couldn't see from the outside what was going on. And it looked suspicious. And therefore he opposed it. Finished off the Chofetz Chaim, Ilam Bedoiroi Seini, in our generation, speaking 150 years later, Hisbara Ma'am Oid Hoye Am Yisrael Zokikla. Now we understand and we appreciate how much Klal Yisrael needed this Derech of Chassidus. So these are the words of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. So the Derech of Chassidus started from the Baal Shem Tov 250 years ago. By the time it came the Second World War, much of Ashkenazische Yahadus, European Jewry, was being noyig in the derech of the Derech HaChassidus across Poland, Galicia, Romania, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Russia, and even in Lithuania, there were many Chassidische Kehillos. So this is as a way of Hagdoma. But we still need to understand, what is the Derech HaChassidus? So you want me to answer this question. You're giving me just one short drusha, and you want me to explain, standing here, what is the derech hachasidus? There are hundreds and hundreds of sforim, thousands of sforim, deep, deep, yesoidistika mahalchim, to explain. So how can I stand here and possibly give over in a few short minutes what is the derech hachasidus? But then it occurred to me, the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us about the Ger who came to Shammai HaZokein, and he said to him, Gaireini, please make me into a Ger and teach me the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kila, whilst I'm standing on one foot. And Shammai sent him packing. Dochfoy Ba'amas HaBinyan, he chased him out with a measuring stick which he was holding. He came to Hillel HaZokein. Hillel HaZokein said, Ma deloch soni lechavrcho loisavid. What you don't like, don't do to other people. Zi kol ha-toira kila. This is the entire Torah, the Ida Parisha. Everything else comes to explain this. Zil gemoy, go and learn and you'll understand. So I thought to myself, if it's possible to teach somebody kol ha-toira kila whilst they're standing on one foot, so it should be possible in the same way to teach what's the derech hachasidus whilst I'm standing on one foot. What's the difference? And then it occurred to me further that actually the answer which Hillel gave to this ger is the one and same answer, because chasidus is part of Torah. So if Hillel told this ger that the whole Torah is mada son alok lechavlo savid, so that must be the same answer to explain what is the derech hachasidus. Now, it might sound a bit puzzled. What does that mean? So let me explain as follows. And the Chodkiver Rebbe writes this in his Sefer, Ginze Yisruel, when he explains what is the derech hachasidus. And he writes as follows. Before the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there were also many, many great gedolim and many great tzaddikim. The problem was, however, that these great gedolim and great tzaddikim were cut off from the masses of Klal Yisrael. They were great gedolim who sat all day long in the Beis HaMedrash, teaching the Talmidim, learning with the Talmidim, but they had no connection with the average fellow on the street, the simple Pushta Balabus. Had nothing in common with him. There was nothing which united them. He was a great Gaon and Tzaddik, and this was a simple Amoritz. And what happened was that the simple people started to drift away. They no longer felt connected. Came the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov was after the terrible episode of the Shabtai Tzvi, Shem Shomirkov, who was considered at the time, people thought he was going to be Mashiach. And there was a Gewaltiger Historius in Klal Yisrael. And what happened was, I don't know if you're familiar with the whole story, a terrible story, that this fellow, who people genuinely thought that he was going to be Mashiach, became revealed, not only is he not Mashiach, he ended, unfortunately, converting to Islam and taking his close people with him. And it was a terrible, terrible patch for Klal Yisrael. And people felt total and utter despair. How are we ever going to get out of this gulus? If this is the great person who we were all hoping, he's the good Lado, he's going to reveal and redeem us. And look what happened. So what hope do we have? And people fell into despair. And it was at that time the Baal Shem Tov came and he realized, we have to rescue. We have to rescue all the Yidden who are feeling disconnected. And the Baal Shem Tov made a new derech. The derech of that gedolim, besides being Rosh Yeshivas, Rabunim, Talmidei Chachomim, they need to separate, they need to set aside time to give over, to listen to other Yidden, simple Yidden, not speaking in Torah, stand being there for them, talking to them, uplifting them, giving them brochas, making them feel good, and thereby connecting them back to feel part of Klal Yisrael, to feel that they have a future, to feel that they have a chelek in Torah and mitzvahs. And this at the time was something radical, because people weren't used to this whole concept of somebody who's a Gudel Hador, who every single minute and second was utilized for Limud HaTorah, suddenly he should be sitting schmeezing with simple people, schmeezing with them about this, about that, about the weather, about this, whatever. And this was something they couldn't get their heads around. L'chor, it's bitl Torah. It's not correct. So this was radical at the time. But the reason why they did this, explains the Chodkeber Rebbe, was they realized they needed to rescue. They need to rescue the simple people. And then it went a stage further. The Baal Shem Tov wanted that the Amoratzim, these simple Yidden, should feel that they are also important. So the Baal Shem Tov and Talmidim said, you know, even if you don't know how to be Mekayem the mitzvahs properly, you make mistakes, even if you don't know how to daven correctly, and you don't say the words correctly, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam still loves your tefillah. Carry on davening, even if you don't understand what you're saying, even if you say the words wrongly, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam still loves your tefillah. And at the time, many people didn't understand. If you're not saying the words properly, you're not Yoitzer. So is he uprooting Shulchan Aruch? How does this work? But as the Chofetz Chaim said, the Derech HaChasidus had like a mask around it, that people at the time didn't understand, and it took many years and decades till Gedolim suddenly realized that the Baal Shem Tov wasn't being mechadish anything new. This is all already written in earlier Mekoyris from the Rishonim. Now let me share with you the words of one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, in his Sefer Chasidim, Simen Yidches, where he writes as follows: Boireini, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ashi Boichen Libois, who he examines our hearts, Eina Shoyel Kim Lev HaUdam. All he wants is, we should love the B'chol Levavchem. We should do it with all our hearts. V'lachein, says the Sefer Chasidim, Im Eina Yodei Ladaba Ke'inyan. If you don't know how to daven properly, Ma'ala Ulav Ke'ila Oma Yofa. The Boishim considers it as if you davened correctly. V'chein, says the Sefer Chasidim, those people who say Psika de Zimra, B'koil Rom V'noim, they're singing out loud, V'einam Yodim Apsikim, and they don't know how to say the Psikim properly, V'oimrim Batuas, and they say it wrongly, Tfilusom V'zimiroisom Miskabel Kareach Nichoyach. Their tfilas are accepted by the Boishim like a reyach nichoyach. V'akudish Baruch Hu sumach ulav simcha gedoyla. And the Boishim is very happy with them. V'oimel, the Boishim says, Kama hi mezame lefunai lefi datoi. How beautiful does he sing according to his ability. And the Sefer Chasidim quotes a story that there was a Kohen who duchened. Now, when you duchen, you're giving a brucha to the Sibba. But this Kohen, instead of saying Yevarechacho Hashem V'yishmerecho V'yishmerecho with a resh, he said it with a dalet V'yishmedeko, which means the Boishim should destroy you. So instead of giving a brucha V'yishmerecho, the Boishim should protect you, this Kohen couldn't say a resh properly. It came out like a dalet. He would say V'yishmedeko. Writes the Sefer Chasidim that the Ruf said to this Kohen, we don't need your bruchas, thank you very much, because these are not bruchas, these are clueless. You're giving a clueless to everybody. If you can't say it properly, you're forbidden to duchen. Writes the Sefer Chasidim that he was shown min hashamayim, v'hareyim min hashamayim l'oysa chucham, im lo yachzireni, if he doesn't allow this Kohen to carry on duchening, ye onesh bedova, this Ruv will receive a punishment min hashamayim. So here we have an unbelievable story. We have a Kohen who, instead of giving a brucha, he's giving a klula. He's saying the yishmedeko. And we understand the Ruv. The Ruv is right. You're not yoitze the mitzvah birchas kohanim if somebody gives you a klula. We don't want any klulas. So we understand the roof was right. But says the Sefer Chassidim, this kohen, he couldn't say b'yishmerecho. He wasn't able, just he started or whatever it was, he wasn't able to pronounce it. It came out b'yishmedeko. He wanted to say b'yishmerecho, didn't know how. Came up b'yishmedeko. Says Rabbein Shloilem, the Rabbein Shloilem only asked we should do our best. If that's what your best, and that's how you say b'yishmedeko, that's good. So here we see that this derech, that the Baal Shem Tov sought to uplift the simple, ignorant people, tell them, you did the mitzvah wrongly, doesn't matter. You tried your best, you tried your hardest, you davened, you said half the words wrong, doesn't matter. The Baal Shem is happy with you. This is the derech, which state shown in the Rishonim. So this is not something new. But at the time, people didn't understand. It can't be, it just doesn't add up. I open my Shulchan Aruch, and I've seen Shulchan Aruch doesn't write this. It's not written there. So they didn't understand it. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Now, years later, we appreciate how this derech saved Klal Yisrael and was so important for Klal Yisrael. There's a story from the Beditshev Aruf, Sechisa Yugan Aleini. And my great uncle, the Chotkev Rebbe, Reb Nuchum Modche from Chotkev, said this story over the very last Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 1939, in Vienna. The Nazis, Yimach Shemom, had come into Vienna already a year earlier, into Austria. All the shuls had been closed down, and no one was allowed to go to daven with a minyan, and Yidden were being sent off to the concentration camps, Bergen-Belsen and others. And the Rebbe escaped from Vienna, and that last Shabbos, just before he escaped, Chassidim came together in hiding one last Shabbos to daven with a minyan with him. And his parting words were a story from the Beditshev Aruf. One year Rosh Hashanah, the Beditshev Aruf, who was a Baal Tokeya, was standing on the bima with his shofar in the hand. Everybody had finished the Lamnat Seich 7 times. And they were waiting for him to make their bruchas and to blow, but he didn't. And they're waiting and waiting and waiting. No one understood. What's the delay? Till eventually, after a long time, he blew the shofar. After davening was over, somebody asked him, Rebbe, what was the delay? Why didn't you blow the shofar? Said the Beditshev Aruf, I was about to blow the shofar when I suddenly noticed a little yingler walked into the shul. This was a yingler not from Beditshev, but who'd come from one of the outlying villages. Now this child had never gone to cheder, never been down to Talmud Torah. He didn't know how to daven. And when he saw everybody saying the Lam Natsayach Livnei Korach Mizmor with such kavuna and such isoiris, he also wanted to daven with, but he didn't know how. He didn't know how to say the words. All he knew was the Aleph Beis. So this child started saying, and I heard how he said, Rabbein Shalom, I want to daven, but I don't know how. All I know is to say Aleph Beis. And he started repeating again and again, Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov, Zayin, and so on. Said the Beditshev, I knew if I'm going to stop blowing the shofar, this child is going to stop saying the Aleph Beis. And when this child started saying the Aleph Beis, that filler went straight up to Shemayim. So I didn't want to make him stop. I waited until he finished. And then I blew the shofar. Said Reb Nuchum Modche Chotkev to his chassidim that last Shabbos, I feel we are coming again to such a situation. We're no longer able to come together. We're no longer able to make a minyan and to daven together. There's come a time when we don't have any more the menichas hadas. We don't have the peace of mind to be able to daven properly. We can't concentrate, Nebuch, because of all the suffering and the tzuras. But if all we are capable of is just saying again and again, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and so on, we don't have to be upset. That filler will go up to Shemayim. And this is the Yesod, the Derech of Chassidus. Derech of Chassidus is, a person has to know his Avoida is Chushev to the Rabbi Nishloilam. His tefillas, his Torah, is chushiv to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. The Rebbe Reb Zisha was once asked by a lady. She came to him and she said, Rebbe, I say Tehillim every single day, but I don't really understand the meaning of the words that I'm saying. So what's the point of it? I say, but I don't know what I'm saying. So what's the point? So the Rebbe Reb Zisha took her over to the window, and outside in the field there was a horse going up and down, ploughing the field. The farmer was walking behind the horse, leading the horse with a plough, ploughing the field. Said the Rebbe Reb Zisha to this lady, Do you think that this horse understands what he's doing? He has no idea. He's just walking up and down this field. He doesn't know why, doesn't know what. He's just walking up and down. And it doesn't matter, because the farmer's behind him with the plough, and the field is being ploughed, although the horse doesn't know what he's doing. Similarly, said the Rebbe Zisha, you just carry on saying the words of Tehillim, even if you don't understand. Your Tehillim will get up to Shemayim. The Rabbeinu Shloilem will know how to formulate all your Tehillim and all your Tefillahs, and to make your Tefillim, your Tefillah, should achieve Gevaldige Sachen. The Rav Shetzeruv, who's buried in Lancet, when he was a young child, he was learning with his Malamed, and the Malamed was teaching him the Aleph Beis. So he taught him, you know, when you have one Yid and you put another Yid next to it, that's Hashem's name. Two Yidin together, that's Hashem's name. So they carried on learning, and they came to the end of a pusik. Now, when you see the end of a pusik, you have two dots, one on top of the other. So the Rav Shetzeruv asked his Malamed, what's these two dots? He said, it's nothing. It's just two dots, the end of the pusik. So the Rav Shetzeruv said, before you told me when you have two yids, one next to the other, that's Hashem's name. And now when you have two dots, one on top of the other, you tell me it's nothing. Why is that Hashem's name and this is nothing? Lamba didn't know what to answer. Well, that's how it is. The Rav Shetzeruv was a young child. He said, I understand. I'll tell you why. When you have two Yidden together, they get on together. There's a harvest Yisrael. Then the Rabbi Shem says, I'm part of your association. Let me in. Then you have Ashruas Hashchina. But when you have one Yid on top of another Yid, he's pushing him down. He said he stoist him mit the feast. He's pushing him with his foot, one on top of the other. Boishim says, that's nothing. Doesn't come near. This is the Yesod. When Yidin are together, ba'achdus, then we are zoicha to Ashur Sashchina. And that was again one of the gewaltige Yesodis that Hasidus sought to bring into Klal Yisrael. Take away the barriers. Kiluni b'nei ish echad nochni. We're all Yidden. We all come from the same Shoirish. Yes, this one is a bigger tzaddik. That one's a bigger Talmud Chochem. This one's a simple Yid. That one is this. That one is that. But we are all Yidden, and we should all be able to get on one with the other. And when we get on one with the other, then we are zoicha to Hashur's Hashchina. There's a word that the Heilige Rishna once said as follows. The Torah tells us the mitzvah of a harvest Yisroel, V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, ani Hashem elekecha. So ask the Heilige Rishna, why does the Pusik need to finish off ani Hashem elekecha? The Pusik could just say V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, full stop. Why does the Pusik need to say ani Hashem elekecha? So said the Heilige Rishna as follows, a mushal. There was once a person who was accused of doing a terrible crime, whatever it was, and he was put on trial, and he was found guilty, and he was sentenced to death. So this man is going to be hanged in the public square on this and this day. So it came the time, all the people assembled, and this person is being led up to the gallows, he's about to be hanged. And as he's being led up to the gallows, suddenly from the crowd, somebody shouts out, this man is innocent. He's an innocent man. They took no notice. He'd been put on trial. He'd been found guilty. Not interested in what this fellow says. But this fellow carried on shouting. Said, this man is innocent. I did it. I was the one who did the crime, not him. It was me. Ah, somebody's owning up to the crime. And the first fellow had denied it. No problem. They quickly ran. They took hold of them and said, fine, no problem. We're going to hang you instead. So they took the second man up to the gallows. As they're taking him up to the gallows, the first man starts shouting, he's lying. It wasn't him. It was me. I'm owning up now. It was me. And the second guy, no, it's me. No one knew what to do. Never had such a situation before. Said, they don't know what to do. We have to ask the Melech. The Melech, he's got to paskin this most unusual and bizarre court case. So the talk brought these two men to the king. And the king said, what's going on here? You're both insisting. You did it. I've never heard such a story. So the second fellow said, I know my friend is innocent. And I can't bear to see him being killed. I'd rather be killed instead of him. That's why I owned up. But it wasn't me either. Said the first fellow, the same thing. It wasn't my friend. It was me. I would rather be killed than he should be killed. That's why I said I did it. But I didn't really. The king heard what was going on and he said to them as follows. I'm surrounded by so many ministers, by so many advisors. And they all tell me they only mean my good. They're only there to help me. They're thinking only of me. And I know deep down none of them mean me. They all just mean themselves. This is the first time I've ever come across such selfless people who I see two people who they don't mean themselves at all. They only mean the other. I've never come across such people. You are the type of people that I want to have as my friends and my advisors. I am going to make you both my close advisors and ministers in my government. This is the Mushul. Said the Heilige Gerishna, V'ohavtu l'reyacho kamoicha. When one Yid loves another Yid, kamoicha, like himself. Says Rabbeinu Shloilam, Ani Hashem Eloikecho. Please let me in as well. I want to join in your friendship. I want to be part of your group. When Yidin are so ibegaden, then Ani Hashem Eloikecho. Now we come back to the words of Hillel. Hillel told this Ger, I'll teach you the whole Torah, standing al regel achas. The whole Torah is Ma desono loch lechavrcho loisavid. This is the whole Torah. For idach perisha, everything else is an explanation. Zilgamoy. When you come to this level of emesa ahavas Yisrael, then you'll be zoicha to be able to keep the Torah properly. You'll be zoicha to hashuas hashchina. So this was the derech hachasidus, to break down the barriers, to make all Klal Yisrael together, ke'ish echad, belev echad. In Rimenev, where you're going to be going to, are buried two great, great tzaddikim. The Rebbe of Mendel Rimenever and the Rebbe Reb Heschel Rimenever. And you're going to be going to their kavurim. And I want to speak a little bit about these two great tzaddikim. The Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimenever was famous as one of the great gedolim of his time. He used to learn every single day 18 blat gemara. If you learn one blat gemara, daf yomi, you finish shas in 7 years. If you learn 7 blat gemara a day, you'll finish shas in 1 year. If you learn 18 blat gemara a day, you'll finish shas 2.5 times every single year. This was the Rebbe of Mendel Rimenever. He was a great gaon and tzaddik, one of the gedol hador, had many great talmidim. And one day, a young orphan called Herschel turned up in his Beis HaMedrash. This Herschel was a yusim, didn't have a father, didn't have a mother. He'd never gone to cheder, because his father, Benifdim, was a young child. His father had been a simple tailor. And he turned up and he said, he was so impressed and he saw what was going on. He said, I want to join this Beis HaMedrash. But the Talmidim explained to him, you can't join our Beis HaMedrash. He could hardly read Lushan HaKodesh. And these were the great, great Talmidei Chachomim. You can't. So he saw he was not on their level. But he still wanted so much. He said, do you mind if I go to schlep the water for you to drink? And I cut the firewood and make the oven. More than happy. Nobody likes doing these menial tasks. So this is what he started doing. And slowly but surely, he worked himself higher and higher and higher. And when the Rebbe, Reb Mendel Rimnover, was nifta, the Hasidim took it for granted that one of his two sons, or both sons, who were great gedolim in their own right, were going to take over. And much to everybody's surprise, the Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimnover said, no, Hesh Meshuras, that's how he was known. Hesh, the Meshuras, the one who's Meshuras, the one who's serving the Gabba, the Schlepper, he is going to be my Mamala Mukoim. And everybody was surprised. This boy, yay, was as tzaddikal, as elcha, but they didn't dream that he was on this great level as the children of the Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimnover. But this is what Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimnover said, and everybody accepted it. And he went on to become one of the greatest and one of the most famous tzaddikim. Now you might ask yourself, how could this possibly be? How? This doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. If you want to have somebody, the Malam Mukhaim, the future Gudel Hador, it's very nice, he's an Erlich, a person, but he has to have all those qualities. So he must have had, but we didn't see it. How does this work? So we have the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Ksibas and Daf Samach Beis Omer Beis that Ruchel, the daughter of Kalba Sophia, met Rebbe Kiva. Chazite Barte, and she saw the Havatzania Imala. And she saw, Ruchel saw, that Rebbe Kiva at the time was a ish tzonia. He was very humble, tzniastic, imala. He had a lot of potential. Omrele, she said to him, if I marry you, will you go off to yeshiva to learn? He said yes, and she agreed. Now we need to understand this Gemara. We see that Ruchel, daughter of Kalba Sevilla, wanted to marry a Talmud Chochem. Because this is what she made up with Rebbe Kiva. If you marry me, will you go off to learn? He said, yes. Well, if she wanted to marry a Talmud Chochem, so as the daughter of one of the richest men in Klal Yisrael, she could have married the best bocha in any yeshiva. Why did she need to marry somebody who was a total Am Ha'oretz? And then make up with him, now I want you to start learning. Take somebody who is already a Talmud Chochem. She saw him, he had two malas, very nice. But how can those two malas somehow be greater and more important than somebody who is already a great Gaon and a Tzaddik? Writes the Mashal on that Gemara as follows. Ruchel had great insight. She saw that Rebbe Kiva was Sonia Imala. And the Pusik says, Ve'es Soniyim Chochma. You find Chochma by people who are humble, who they don't hold themselves high, they don't hold themselves important. So Ruchel knew, yes, it's true at the moment, Rebbe Kiva is on a very low madrega. But if he starts learning, he's going to end up climbing higher than everybody else. Which is what happened. So she could have married somebody who was then already a big chochem and a big tzaddik. But she preferred to marry this simple Am Ha'oretz, knowing that he is going to climb higher than everybody else. Which is what happened. And this is the same yesod that we see here from the Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimnover and the Rebbe Reb Herschel Rimnover. That Reb Mendel Rimnover said, I want that this person, he should be Mamaim and Malamukoim. He? But the sons of Remendel Rim were far greater. That's what people thought. But in truth, the Rebbe Beheshel Rimnava, if he was then or became afterwards, I don't know, was far, far greater than all of them. When the Rebbe Beheshel Rimnava was by the Heilige Rishna, the Rishna instructed his chassidim to go and look at him and said, you should know if you look at his face, you'll be able to say afterwards you've seen the face of a malach. This person, he is a malach. And with this, I want to finish off with one final yesod. An important yesod. What is the derech of chassidus? That the gedolei hachassidus put a very, very big emphasis on the importance of their talmidim being connected to the Rebbe's, traveling to the Rebbe's. You see all the time, the chassidim, they go to the Rebbe's for yontif, they go during the year, they go for simchas. Why is it? Why are they traveling the whole time? Stay at home. What do you need to go for? What's up? What did you see there? What did you hear? Why is it so important? So you're going to be going to Lezhensk. So I want to tell over Avot from the Rebbe of Melech from Lezhensk, Chissa Yugin Aleini. Parshas Yisroi starts off as follows. Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi heard. Es kol asher usa lekim lemoshe lisul amoy. Moshe Rabbeinu heard everything which Hashem had performed for Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, how the Boshim had taken them out of Mitzrayim. Asks Rashi, a famous Rashi, Mashmiya Shoma Ibo. What did Yisrael hear? Answers Rashi, Kriyas Yamsef, Imlachemes Amalek. Freik the Rebbe of Melech, I don't understand, not the question of Rashi, and not the answer. What's Rashi asking? Mashmiya Shomebo. What did he hear? The Pusik tells us what he heard. He heard by Yishma Yisroi, Eskol Asha Usa, Elekim Lemoshe Sulami. He heard everything. So he heard everything. What's Rashi asking? What did he hear? And what's the answer? Answers Rashi that he heard Kriyas Yamsef and Mechemes Amalek. Why does Rashi only mention those two things? He heard everything. But Gezuk, the Rebbe of Melech, as follows. Rashi is asking a totally different question. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, we say in the Shira, the whole world heard. Shumi Amen Yeguzin Chiluchas Yoshe Pelushes Nomoigi Kol Yoshe Kenuam. The whole world heard the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsuf. They all were trembling. But nobody came, nobody left their homes to go and join Klal Yisroel. One individual, Yisroel, asks Rashi, oh, what did Yisroel hear? Mashoma Yisroel Ibo. What did Yisroel hear which made him come? Because the whole world heard and no one came. So what did Yisroel hear more than everybody else which made him come? Answers Rashi, Kriyas Yamsuf Imelchemes Amalek. Yisroel had this question. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, Shumi Amim Yigulzen, Chelochas Yoshe Pelushas, Nomoigi Kol Yoshe Kenuan, all the inhabitants of Kenuan, which is Esrul, which is Amalek, they all heard, and they were all trembling. So Amalek was trembling as well. So how can it be that just a short time after Kriyas Yamsuf, there's Imelchemes Amalek? Yisroel understood. It would appear that you can hear something and you have a hisoiris and it wears off. And once it wears off, you go back to how you were. So Yisroel understood it's not good enough just to hear. From just staying at home and hearing, you have nothing. Medaf kimen sefuran. Said the Rebbe of Melech, this is why a Yid has to go to his Rebbe. Just staying at home, it goes in one ear and goes out the other. There's a letter from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, which he writes to somebody. And he writes in his letter, I've just come back from a visit to Antwerp. And I went to visit Reb Itzchakel. Reb Itzchakel was a Peshvorsky Rebbe. And Reb Itzchakel told me the importance of going to Tzaddikim. And Reb Itzchakel told me as follows. I was a young bucher when I was by the Shin of Aluf, and I watched him davening Shmoina Esra. And when he said the first brucha, Hakel, Hagudail, Hagiboy, Vahanoira. When the Shinevru said the word Hanoira, right, said Rabbi Yitzchok, I saw how his whole body was overcome with trembling. He was trembling from kop to feet, from head to toe. Said Rabbi Yitzchok to the Rosh Hashiva, I'm now an old man. He was in his late 80s at the time. This is a story from over 70 years ago. And yet, it doesn't go by a single Shmoina Esra, which I don't have in front of my eyes, that vision, that scene of how the Shinaruv was trembling when he said Hanoira. So this is something that you need to witness it, to see it. And when you witness it and you see it, it makes an impression which stays there, la'oilam vo'ed. So said Rabbi Yitzchok to Rosh Hashiva, this is why it's so important to go to Rebbe. And this again was part of the Derech HaChassidus. We uplift people by being connected to them, to have a shaychus with them. And the Rabbi Shem should take a help that all of you should go and should daven well, and all your tefillahs should be heard, l'toiva, omen ken yirutzoy.